Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about the progress of civilization. Listen closely today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
You know, the Bible says if a man won't work, he doesn't eat. That's not my words, that's God's words, and of course I don't ever believe that God has ever made an error, and he hasn't. So, when he says if man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. I don't like the idea of a welfare that just doesn't help people, but gives them work to do so they can feel at least they earned what they receive. Some people may only be able to pick up paper off the ground. Other people may be able to sweep a street. Other people may be able to sit at a desk in a government place and just welcome visitors. But whatever it is, let them work. Let them earn. That's not being hard. That's being trying to help them to have a little bit of a pride, and I mean pride in a good way, that says, I've earned what I've gotten. I've earned what I've received from my government. And so I just kind of believe that. But even if you socialize everything and you said, okay, everybody's got to live on $50,000 a year, straight across the board, everybody gets $50,000 a year, there's still going to be people that still try to take from others because they want more. Now, there are people that will deny that. No, not when everybody has the same thing. Well, that's a lie. If you believe that, as the old saying goes, if you believe that, then let me sell you some stock into Brooklyn Bridge, okay? And so, again, that is so wrong. Now, the progress of civilization, you look at that, we say, oh, our education is so good in this country. Do you really think our education is that great in this country? We took God out of the schools. We are promoting gender and other things in the schools now that are just totally wrong. I've never been able to figure out why they say we've advanced so far in science and they can't figure out if a man was born a man or if a woman was born a woman. And, boy, any farm boy would know that. But for some reason or another, these guys have no common sense to be able to understand that. But the progress of civilization and our education here in America and around the world, we say is great. Is that why there's no violence, no lying, no adultery, no murder? Again, take the uneducated, educate them. You go from robbing convenience stores to embezzling millions and driving up prices, by the way. You see, education is not righteousness nor holiness, especially in this day when we've kicked God and morals and things of that nature out of the schools and brought in its place depravity and debauchery with homosexuality and gender problems, which the Bible teaches against all of those things. I was looking at the cartoon in the newspaper recently that is titled Mallard Fillmore. He depicted in this article that the most feared words for any parent today are, it's a boy. Now, that wouldn't be funny if there wasn't such a anti-man thing. Look, don't mistreat women, don't mistreat men. Don't mistreat black. Don't mistreat Asian. Don't mistreat white. We are humans. And every human being, regardless of his race or color, needs the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are many religions and governments who justify their lies and robbery in order to reach their goals, believing the end justifies the means. Now, my friend, the end justifies the means is Marxism. That's right, socialism or communism. The end justifies the means. I've seen this in churches. I mean, when you've been in the ministry for well over 40 years and you've watched it for over 60-something years because my dad was a full-time pastor, you learn a few things along the way. And there are people that will get together and, boy, they'll manufacture some things that are just lies or they're great exaggerations. And they'll do everything they can to get a guy out. And whether it's lying, whether it's gossip, whether it's sowing discord, whatever they can to get a preacher out or get a musician that leads the music out or somebody else out of the church or out of their way. Anytime they use the unholy to do those things, they're saying the end justifies the means. They're being communist. Communists should not be fundamentalists. The end does not justify the means. My God has power. My God is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. His Holy Ghost is all-powerful. If something's wrong, you face it in the power of God's Word and the Holy Ghost, not in the weak, ugly, filthy, rotten sins of the end justifies the mean philosophy. Now, Muslims lie if it accomplishes their end. I found that numerous times Calvinists lie to reach their religious goals. Liberal theologians lie saying they believe in the resurrection of Jesus. Boy, it sounds so good. But upon further questioning, it's only a spirit resurrection they believe in, not a bodily resurrection. You see, the end justifies the means is an admission on their part that their tactics are lies and wrong. This attitude seems to reverberate in communism, socialism, humanism, and secularism. Now, I think it's kind of funny, although it's sad, when a college professor on one of these university campuses makes the statement, there are no absolutes. Then why did he make that statement? Because he's making it as an absolute statement. So that's funny. He's just contradicted himself by saying there are no absolutes. So therefore, we can't believe what he has just said because he can't be absolutely right. You see, evil never is able to stand compared to truth. It happens in local churches with the social gospel and a kind of like a work salvation, forgetting Isaiah 64:6 tells us that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God. The righteousness that I have that will make me acceptable in heaven is the righteousness of Christ. My friend, it is simply not my own. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness, Romans 10:10 says. But that righteousness is the righteousness of Christ that we're believing unto, not our own. And so, they've forgotten they were to put off the old man and put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness, Ephesians 4:22. Sometime on your own, read in your Bible, your King James Bible, Romans 1:18-32, and compare it to our day, not only in America, but around the world. And we think civilization has progressed. When you read that, you'll realize it has not. Not at all. Instead, it seems to be a downward spiral. It seems to be like we are inching closer and closer to Sodom and Gomorrah. So, it does progress today, but like a slithering serpent, which Satan is, towards Sodom and hell, with all of its so-called modern-day advancements. In Nineveh, whatever was lewd, lax, or licentious was accepted in all strata of society. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 tells us that, "Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." So they call evil good and good evil. If you have standards, you got religious people out there calling the good evil. And you have biblical standards, they say, "Oh no, those aren't for another day." You know, I always say, you're a legalist because you have these standards and all that. We don't live in the Old Testament anymore. "Oh, we don't? Okay, great. Well, Jesus, the Bible says in the Old Testament, thou shalt not kill. Why don't you go out and kill somebody? Because, hey, we got liberty. We got grace. Why don't you go out and be a mass murderer? Because we got liberty. We got grace." You see, it is, again, it sounds good to say, we've got liberty today. Until you actually apply it, then you'll realize that only an ignoramus can come up with something like that. And so, again, watch out. But Jeremiah 5 and 31, they had this problem in the Old Testament as well. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. What will you do in the end thereof? That is, what are you going to do when you have to face judgment? When you have to face God? "Oh, you made all these things. Oh, they sounded so good and logical to people. And many of them will go to hell because you convinced them that they didn't need to repent and believe the gospel, that Jesus died for their sins, was buried, and rose from the dead. You've just had them join the church. You've had them do some religious things, but you've not done anything to try to bring their soul to the salvation that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." But when you look at Isaiah 5:20 and Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 31 that I just read, those are examples of the last days, especially the Isaiah prophecy there, chapter 5, verse 20, is of the last days. Now, be it Isaiah or Romans chapter 1, we'll find God gives them up for their debauchery and rejection of Him, turning God's grace into lasciviousness, as the book of Jude and verse 4 tells us there.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.